This is a podcast for Radio Sangam, the number one followed Asian community radio station in the UK.
खुशियों के संग बढ़ाए हम कदम, हमेशा साथ रहे चाहे खुशी या गम, सुरों और तालों पे धड़कती है धड़कन, दिलों को मिलाने वाला तम तररम बम रेडियो संगम.
This is Junaid and you're listening to Radio Sangam on 107.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Hum hi hasate hain, hum hi rulate hain. हमसे ही जगमगाता है ये आसमां, हम तो सितारे हैं, बस टिमटिमाते हैं और पीछे चलता जाता है ये कारवां. जाएंगे हम भी बादलों में,
तू आगे खो कर बड़ा इस आग को.
Good morning, welcome to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. You're listening to Janet on Breakfast. That was Pesa Pink by the band Tamasha. And as promised, we have them on air now. Good morning, guys. It looks like it's cutting out. You guys still there?
Yeah, we're
Yeah, okay, we're back. Yeah. Yay, that's all right. Good morning, guys. How are you? I don't think your sound's coming through. So I'll be restarting the audio call and going from there. So give me 2 minutes and I'll be back. Listen to the rest of the track. Good morning, welcome back to Radio Sangam. We had Zahoor Hussain Mughal who has joined us for the interview. Thank you, Zahoor. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the boys closer to my mic because otherwise it doesn't seem to be working. So, boys, good morning.
Good morning.
Way, we're working. That's what we like. Okay, so let's talk about the band. Introduce yourselves.
Bilal and the rest please.
My name is Ali and this is Zahid Qureshi here. And this is Anas Lutfi.
Alright, cool. So the boys, I think, are being modest. So we have Bilal, who is our lead vocalist. And then we have our two guitarists with us, which is Ali and Zahid, right? Have I got that right?
Yeah.
Yay, and we have Anas as well, one of our guitarists. So, these boys, if you don't know, these guys were on Pepsi Battle of the Bands Season 3, which was released now a year ago, right, in 2018. And these guys have now released a track called Pesa Peng. So, boys, who wants to talk about your new track?
Okay,
Sure. Yeah, so basically what we did was that we knew that our first song was supposed to be called Paisa Fek, because in Urdu it's a big, you know, saying that, you know, you paisa fek tamasha dek, which actually translates to, if you throw some money, that's only when you're going to get to see the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so with our name being Tamasha, which can literally be translated to the word show, we thought that Paisa Fek would be the best first debut single for a band like Tamasha. And intentionally we thought that it will only be a song, but during the course of it and during the discussing the philosophy for it, we actually thought that it can actually be a movement for people, that it can actually be a movement for people, especially artists of all forms and manner, in which we have musicians, dancers, painters, graphic designers, photographers, anyone who actually sells their art, and especially in an environment in which artists aren't naturally respected, they're not given the proper respect that they deserve, they're not given their due compensation, they're not paid properly, they're not, all of us know what we're talking about right here. Basically, this song is for them, and we have all of the artists banding together and telling people that enough is enough. We are artists and we deserve to make a living out of our art, and we deserve to be respected and paid in order to, you know, make our lives sufficient.
That's so cool. So how has the response been for the whole well, for the track? How's the response been from other artists, from even the public?
Well, when we started the movement, it was we actually expected a lot of people to get in touch with us, and we reached out to so many people explaining them the movement. And surprisingly, when we explained them what the movement was all about, they all had gone through this. All the artists in Pakistan, they have gone through this phase where they were being exploited in the name of exposure. So a lot of artists from our fellow bands like Kashmir and Bayan and other RJs like Dino Ali and Abdullah Qureshi, Ehsan Bari, so many people from the music industry, artists and graphic designers, so many graphic designers on Instagram, they made post about it, and they posted into in their stories about the Paisa Fek movement. And we actually wanted to voice this concern of all the artists and make an art form with it, because you know what has happened a lot, you would find post people posting pictures or a text post about it, that you know, artists have to put in so much effort, and they all they get in return is just, you know, like organizers and even managers trying to bargain with them and trying to, you know, not give their due compensation or remuneration. So the idea was to actually turn this movement into this a voice for the artists, and it actually turned out very well. So many artists are on board with us in this, and so many people posted about it saying ke enough is enough, we're not going to work for exposure anymore. So the whole idea, the movement, it was quite successful. The response was remarkable, and I think what we were expecting with this song, because you know, when you're an artist and you're doing so much, your music has influence. We get so many inboxes, like DMs on Instagrams, people listening to our music and telling us how the music affects them. So I think the response is incredible, and with a nice song, we actually turn it into a very nice form of art in which you can actually, you know, have your message conveyed across.
True. Okay, cool. So let's talk more about the music video. So what was the concept of the music video? What was with the fire eaters? Tell us more.
That pretty much... Ali bhai.
You can say it, blah.
Go for it, Ali. Tell us.
I think you should. Anas, I think you should give the answer to this.
Yeah, Anas, keep the mic close. Is the audio clear now?
Yeah.
Acha. So about the music video, initially we did not plan to go as big, although we wanted it to be a little more bigger than what we can expect, and it turned out to be pretty big and pretty well. So execution was actually OFC, and you know, we got to experience to work with one of the best music
directors and the music video directors in the industry. It was directed by Zain Hassan, and he did an amazing job. It was produced by one of our friends, Shiryar Ali Soto, and Noor Muhammad Wood. So, as much as we wanted it to be a flashy video, the directors and the production team wanted it to be the same. So, they pretty much executed it in the way that we got to experience a lot of colors, a lot of vibrancy, and multiple talents were used. Multiple forms of art were displayed in the video. For example, as we all have seen, we had a dancer, we had b-boys, we had fire throwers and whatnot. We had graffiti artists. So all of them were shown in the video to depict the idea that, as I had just explained, that in order to get the art out of the artist, you can give him the what he deserves, you're going to give him the compensation that he deserves. So that pretty much was shown into the video, and people kind of resonated with that, and eventually we got the feedback that it has been the most amazing music video in the history of Pakistan. It has been the best music video in the year. It is the most vibrant music video of the year. So, you know, that was pretty much enough for us to understand that whatever we had thought initially was actually true, and it turned out to be great for us.
All right, cool. So
also, it was actually a long shot. But nonetheless, it has been working very good, because we actually believed that our first video has to be of a thing. It's very important because it is, at the end of the day, an independent production. We haven't been sponsored by a corporation. We've been working for the past 6-7 months, earning money and then pooling that money into the same video. And it feels very good to know that this production is right up to the standards of the industry, where we have proper agencies and proper companies working to make videos like this, and independently we can construct something like this and something more in the future as well. And that gives us a lot of hope, and that has given a lot of hope to the artist community as well, that standards can be maintained even if, you know, even if your budgets are less, but if your work is true, you can do something.
Definitely. Okay, we've had a couple of questions come in, so I'm going to take the listeners' questions first before I start asking my own. So, the listener is called Aisha. She says, hey, can you ask Damasha where they see themselves in the music industry across the globe within the next 10 years? Also, if Zahid Q is single.
I was waiting for this, for the last part. Okay, so I'll just answer the first part first. More important. We cannot like say for sure where do we see ourselves in the next 10 years musically, because it's volatile. First of all, yeah. You don't know.
It is, yeah, yeah.
We don't know how it's
saturated
like.
Industry.
Yeah.
I know. But you know how we have planned to survive this little time, and coming up with coming up with new music, coming up with new songs that resonate with people. So how our philosophy of music goes is that we need to come up with something that a musician wants to listen to, that, you know, that your ears just perk up and you go like, okay, this is something good. I want to listen more of this kind of music. And at the same time, we want to have like a commercial appeal to it, so that the masses can relate to it, and also it's easier to accept or digest. Because if you talk about like music for the musicians, it gets so technical and there's no limit to it. You can be very progressive and you can be very technically sound, but it's not easy to digest for the common people. Yes, so we have to do something.
Also, we're not that limited to language as well. We'll be doing English songs as well in the future. And that is something that is important as well, because if you need a global outreach, you need some diversity of language as well, especially when it comes to English as well. So that is what we're planning as well. But let's see, we're going with the flow.
True.
We believe in the philosophy, and we believe in our own principles of making music. And let's see if people can resonate with that.
True. Okay, I know from my perspective, it's super cool to see Desi rock music done properly, because I know there's a few bands who are out there, I'm not knocking them or anything, but there's a few bands who need work. Like, they haven't, you can't see their energy, you can't see them in their own music. But you guys, literally, as soon as you come on stage, as soon as you perform, you can see the energy, you can see the enthusiasm, and it's super good. So don't lose that.
That is the entire philosophy of the band. That's why we call it Tamasha.
Okay, what we're going to talk about is your track Roshni that was played during your time at the Pepsi battle. So that, it got 3 standing ovations, and it broke all of, like, Pepsi's records that it set for themselves so far, right? So do you want to talk about the track, and then we'll play it for the listeners who are listening? We have Georgia Mudd from Bradford, and we have Zane Khwaja from Dewsbury as well, saying hello.
Hello back to you.
Hello.
Hello from Karachi, Pakistan. Yeah, so the deal with Roshni was that it was the first original that we performed. It wasn't the first original we performed in Pepsi. We had another original that we performed in the audition, but it was never aired, so people don't know much about it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, Roshni was the only original that Pepsi actually, you know,
displayed
in
Pepsi. Played on Pepsi.
Yeah, and the way it was going is that we knew it was a good song, but we never expected the kind of the kind of insane reaction we got for that song. Because when Zahid Bhai was penning the song, he had the entire idea in his head, and we sat together and we made the entire performance of it. And lo and behold, we finally figured out how many people are actually they're loving the track itself. So it was kind of a big surprise for us. Not as big of a surprise, but we knew it was good, and we knew that people would like it, but such an insane reaction, we never actually thought that would happen.
Alright, cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the track for our listeners out there, and it'll give you guys a little break, and it'll break up very nicely, and then we'll, after the track, we'll start talking more about your time during Pepsi Battle of the Bands. So listeners, enjoy this. This is one of Damasha's originals, which is Roshni.
I'm the king of the dashes.
Good morning, welcome to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. I have the band Tamasha on air and talking to us live. So, hello again, guys.
Hello!
Hey, okay. What's up? Perfect. So, that was your track, Roshni, that was a massive hit on Pepsi Battle of the Bands. So, you guys are basically, a few of our listeners would like to know especially one of our presenters, she wanted to know more about the Pepsi Battle and more about your experience on there. So let's talk about your experience on the Pepsi Battle. How did you find it? Was it as shown to us on television? Like, tell us more.
Yes,
that was
okay. So the experience of Pepsi Battle of the Bands was amazing. I think every musician has to go through something like that in order to explore their own musical competency in a this. Because we just had one chance for every performance. We just had one chance to prove ourselves. And that was it. So all the bands, they were like incredibly talented bands and musicians on the show. Mm-hmm. And knowing that, you know, you're up against someone who has been into the industry and who has been an incredible musician, we got to hang out with all those musicians. And it was a very good experience because we have like different musicians communities here. Mm-hmm. But it's very rare to, you know, get so many people on board on one platform. Mm-hmm. And we have to like literally live our lives together for like at least 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great. And yeah, it was so much fun. And also making performances and, you know, almost like choreographing them for a good presentation on the show, it was very necessary for us to like put in our best. Mm-hmm. And we actually did our best on the show, and we were not really afraid about, you know, being eliminated from the show or anything, because we had so much confidence in our music, in whatever we were like serving the world out there with it. Mm-hmm. So we were pretty confident that no matter how long we stay in the show, we'll just make it out from here in a good way, and we'll just sustain our whatever fame we got from the show. Because you know, it's very important for us to see, it's like you get an opportunity and then you have to sustain it later. Mm-hmm. So it's not a one time thing. If you're on TV in a show and judges are giving you standing ovations, Fawad got up on the table when we performed Roshni. Mm-hmm. So that was a big thing for mm-hmm. us, and it was a big thing for like every one of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, getting to have that sort of validation for your original music,
mm-hmm.
it puts more responsibility on our shoulders to mm-hmm. come up with something better, because it's the same thing that everyone was saying throughout the show, that you're setting a bar so high that mm-hmm. you are competing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be better than your last attempt. So that was all the reason we were eliminated from the show.
It was also very important for me personally as well,
because the kind of style I have, the way I sing, it's actually not very suitable to Pakistani ears. And because I've had an influence in Western vocals, and when you actually marry them with Eastern vocals, that has problems, and it can affect your accent, and it can affect a lot of things. And that's why it took a long time for me to untrain myself as well, so that I can find the right balance between Eastern music and Western music. So it was very important, and the kind of validation we received from the judges was very important personally for me as well, because when such huge names of the industry sitting in front of you, Fawad Khan, Misha Shafi, Sting, when they're saying that, you know, you've got good vocals, that actually gives you a very good confidence boost, and that actually helps you to, you know, understand yourself better and push yourself further.
True. So you lost essentially in the Pepsi Battle of the Bands, but you guys did come back stronger. You guys toured with Janoon. So tell us more about touring with one of the like greatest bands that in the Desi world, really.
So what happened was that I think the biggest concert that we performed last year was Junoon's reunion. Junoon actually came back, and Junoon's a big band. Like, it's got a global outreach. It's one of our influences. It's
I love Junoon!
And when Junoon had a reunion, and I was a concert for like 7,000 to 8,000 people, and it was a miracle that we actually got to open for them. And it was incredible. People loved us. They liked it a lot. And you were sharing the stage with one of your influences in pop. All of you have been listening to them since childhood. And that was a very big thing for us. And rather than that, we've done a lot of shows across Pakistan. And we were waiting. We were cashing the momentum that we had for Pepsi for a year. And now after Paisa Fake is out, we hope that the incoming concert season would be much better as well in Pakistan. We would love to perform abroad, but I don't know how that's going to happen unless people don't help us do that. So let's see how it goes after that.
True. We have Aisha again asking whether you'll be touring with Janoon in August.
I think Aisha is the one who will be arranging
flight tickets.
Thank you so much, Aisha, in advance. Yes.
You can launch a petition at petition.org.
Yes.
Sounds like a plan. We'll get that started. Okay, so let's talk about your track, Paisa Peng. One of our presenters, Aksa, who needs a shout out, by the way, because she absolutely loves you guys.
Okay, shout out to Aksa for loving our music.
Yeah, precisely.
We love you,
perfect. And she asks why it took so long between you guys leaving Pepsi and then releasing your own track, because it's taken nearly a year now. So what happened during that time? It took so long.
Yes, Bilal, what were you doing?
So what happened was that, the thing is that, you know, after Pepsi ended, we started performing for concerts. We had originals planned, we had them written, we had Paisa Pek made for a long time. The thing is that, when you want to launch a song, so it's not only, you know, you make a song and you release it. There are a lot of things involved, alright? You have the production of the song involved, you have the video production involved, and at the end of the day, we're an independent band. We did not have corporate backing or funding behind us. So we constantly went on. We performed. We saved little by little. We did not take anything, any revenues into our own pocket. We kept on saving it. We invested it back into the video. And it took time, one, because we needed to gather funding for it as well. And the second thing, because the quality of it was something that we could not compromise. It was the first.
So, I would like to add something that we are also very finicky about our work. So we really invested our time and worked in details to get like a good output. So even in audio and video, we like spend days. Especially in video, I spend like nights to edit and do all the post-production stuff. So it was amazing, and we, like, you know, spent day and nights in it. Mm-hmm. I would like to add something, like, our market is so cluttered because of, like, having your own YouTube channel and Facebook pages. People make a lot of content, mm-hmm. but the problem is they don't know, some don't know, and some don't have the opportunity to actually package it well enough that mm-hmm. it reaches the masses. Like, putting Facebook ads or putting your, like, boosting your post is not enough to get the traction that you want for your content. Mm-hmm. You have to be very much, like, your idea has to be so strong, and it has to be aligned with the kind of music, the kind of message that you want to send to the people out there. Mm-hmm. So it was very necessary for us to find that critical, proportions of, balance in all the departments that we were, trying to put our art in, together. Mm-hmm. So we had to have a good song, a well-written song, a well-composed song with a good quality audio production, and then a video that aligns with the concept mm-hmm. and the movement as well. So the idea of having a movement before the song, a movement that was so necessary, and it was like straight from the heart mm-hmm. of us, and whatever comes from the heart, it goes to hearts. So the point is, we had to make a very, very critical balance of everything in order to put our message across. This is Tamasha's first song, mm-hmm. and we are going all in, and this is what we bring to the table. So in that sense, I think we could strike the right balance, and I think the response is incredible. And the reason that we're having this conversation in the first place is that we did something right mm-hmm. coming up as, with our debut track, in order to, make a statement. So I think it turned out pretty good, and the wait was worth it. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. What do you think?
No, definitely. So it's really cool. So Ali, you were more aligned to the editing side, because with independent bands, you all have very different hats. So one of you will be running around doing the marketing while and playing the guitar or whatever. So, like, tell us your individual roles. Also, tell us kind of who's the more angry one, who's the worst to work with, who's the best to work with, who's the calmest. Tell us more.
We are all angry ones.
Except for I think you guys should just talk about it, because my time ends here.
I don't think Zahid Bhai should talk about this.
So
Lutfi.
We all have different phases, and we all get cranky at times. So, and most of the times, actually, that's why Ali said that we all are angry. So most difficult to work with, also a very good friend and the very old friend of mine, Heather Ali, our drummer.
Our drummer, he was not here right now.
So, the most difficult guy to work with, and it's not about musicality, it's not about technical skills, it's more about the mood. Mm-hmm. It's more about...
Yeah, he's like the artist. He's the most artist. He's the artistic stereotype among us.
Okay. Cool.
And to work with, I think all the other people, like Bilal, Ali, Zahid, they all are good to work with. But it all depends how you're approaching them. What's your kind of approach? Like, there are times when Bilal comes up to me and goes like, "Yar, I have this thing and I want to do this and that," and I'd go like, "No, dude, this is not the right time to talk. You gotta give it a shot when you're sitting with the band." And then Bilal would go "I wanted to discuss it with you as well, and I wanted to discuss it individually." And I'd go like, no, this is not the right time. And there would be times when Ali, I would go and have a word with Ali, and then we both can have a word, and then, of course, we all have to take the band's consent in everything that we're doing. So the most difficult part is to align stuff, to sit together, to get everyone on one single page, and that exactly takes us a lot of time. Mm-hmm. There are times when we only have to discuss one small thing, and it takes almost 3 to 4 days. We all have different responsibilities. Like, I'm working, Zahid is working, Ali is working, Bilal is working, so
now I'm working as well.
Okay.
Also, as far as
the best thing about this is that
all our members, all the members of our band now, everyone has a different skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And when you mix that skill set, you actually become an enterprise. Like, mm-hmm. Ali Raza, he is a director. He, if you might have seen a very good Pakistani film that came out last year, was called Cake.
Mm-hmm.
And Ali Raza was the assistant director for it. And he's a filmmaker. Zahid is runs a post-production animation house. He's got agency experience. He's a digital analyst as well. He's, I mean, he's the most musically attuned out of all of us. Anas is an agency guy as well. He's excellent with event management, logistics. He manages the band perfectly. Heather, our drummer, he's an artist. He studies in an art school right now.
Mm-hmm.
He is very good with whatever he does. He's got that musicality element as well. I am personally very attuned towards digital marketing, towards strategy. So when all of us bring our skill sets together, then the kind of thing that happens, we run our own enterprise. And the best thing about the band is, like, for the past 7 years, we've actually learned to live with the diversity of our personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, every person in the band is a completely separate individual.
Mm-hmm.
We are, I might say, we are the one of the most diverse bands, because everyone has a different background, different, listens to different music. And in doing that and learning to work with the diversity of the band, we've actually found a niche. We found a place in which five different types of ideas are entertained, and the final thing that comes out is kind of like perfect, because you have five opinions going into it. That is actually a very tough thing to learn to deal with,
mm-hmm.
but we have, and I think we are proud of that.
That's really cool. So a lot of teamwork happens, and how do you actually balance your work, life, family, social balance? How does that happen? Because it sounds like you guys are working all the time.
We don't.
It's not balanced. It's not balanced. There's an imbalance, a sheer imbalance in all walks of life. In the work. The work is affected by music.
Right,
music is affected by life. Life is affected by everything.
If you do not have a hectic life, then, you know, your music can't actually reflect a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing as well.
Cool.
So, yeah, all these challenges
we
in our face.
We all have obstacles and we face it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We wish we can be full-time musicians. That is the ultimate goal, that
mm-hmm.
we earn and we live through our music. But let's see how it happens. Let's see where we go. Let's see how we can make that happen.
Very cool. Okay, so one of our listeners is asking if I am the biggest fan of Damasha, cool, and she says, if Damasha could work with any band, with any non-Pakistani band or artist, who would it be?
Oh.
They all have, like, different people.
Every
Do you have different
have
types
different
of
answer.
Music?
Every band member would have a different answer. I think everyone
no
should
way.
Give their own answer.
Okay, cool. Let's do this.
Ali.
Yes, Bilal.
Ali would probably take Guns N' Roses.
No. I'd say, but he's not alive right now.
Yeah,
I'd say
cool.
Chris Cornell.
Cool.
Yeah, Ali, don't give
okay, so, Ali wants Chris Cornell to be a vocalist and
yeah.
Bilal.
Bilal is, you know, a depiction, I'd say, or what?
Let's make this right now. Current scenario.
Do we want to collaborate?
Oh, okay,
with
then I'd say Nuno from Extreme, amazing guitarist. Yeah.
All right, Nuno better.
Get the punk out, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Zahid bhai.
Anas.
If it's about a band, I'm not sure about a band, but there are guitar players that I would like to work with, and I would want the band to make a song with them would be Mark Letary, the guitarist from the
I do it.
And another one would be, I think Zahid and I would be on the same page if say that Thank You Scientist.
Tom Wanda.
I'd like to work with. We are not even 1% of how much talented they are, although, you know, hearing them play and listening to the music just takes us into another zone, and we just think if we can ever make a song like they do, so, you know, I'm going to love it. Like that.
Cool.
Yes, Bilal.
Zaid bhai, it's your turn.
Nahi.
Zaid
bhai. I'll surprise you at the end.
Yeah, I would want to work with either, like, right now, like, two people. Like, I would either want to work with FKJ. Or, and the second thing is, I would like, if I have like a dream to work with someone, that would be Morello and Cool. Tom Morello and Cool. And that is like, the, that's like a dream, a daydream.
Mm-hmm. Alright, Zahid, your turn.
Zahid Ali Qureshi.
Okay, I would totally like to work with Lady Gaga because she's the best.
I know, right, but I was expecting that.
I think it has to be Gaga because she is the most legendary artist this century could see. And I think it's very important for us to work with her because I absolutely love her.
Uh-huh.
And okay, cool. I'm done. Okay, yeah. We share the birth time, not the birthday. We share the birth time.
You
share
the birth time.
Like two bodies. Two bodies, one soul. It's just that. I'm gonna cry.
No, get him Lady Gaga concert tickets, people. Okay, if you guys have any questions, make sure you are calling in or make sure you are WhatsApping on 07444202155. And the band, we're coming up to the last 10 minutes, so make sure you are getting your last minute questions in. Okay, guys, so you all obviously have very different music tastes. Two of you have very similar music tastes. So, what are your future plans for the band? What's happening after Pesa Pink?
Bilal
is reconnecting.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Bilal, are you answering?
I did not hear the question.
What's happening after Pesa Pink? What's the plan now?
Alright, so what's next is that we'll be launching a techno electro version of Roshni soon, which is actually gonna blow a lot of minds. Yeah, and we will be having a special performance in like the next 1 or 2 weeks, which we can't talk about much, but you can follow the page.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow the Facebook page right now. Tamasha, that's TAMASHA,
mm-hmm.
on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram. We're on Tamasha Official. And that's what we're going to do. And right after about October-ish, we're like end of October, we're planning to launch our next music video and hopefully an EP as well.
All right, very cool. So what's your individual ethos? I want you to talk individually. What's your individual kind of like, this is me, I am XYZ?
Yes, Bilal, what are you?
What are you?
I'm not starting, yeah.
The deep philosophical questions.
Honest.
Okay, we'll let Ali start on this one.
Okay.
Rock and roll. I don't know
who I am, what I am, and I'm just evolving every day.
Mm-hmm.
With these people, I'm learning every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that.
Okay, I think the better thing might be, what's your, throughout your whole process, so from beginning when you were, we didn't actually talk about how you met. How did you guys meet?
So, I'll tell you this. So, me and Bilal, we met, we used to study in the same university.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met at the university, and I had known Ali and Heather, our drummer, before going to university.
Mm-hmm.
So first I met Bilal, and then we decided to have a band.
Mm-hmm.
And it was initially called as the Psychonauts.
Mm-hmm.
We were an underground punk rock, hard rock band. And then since I knew Heather before joining university, so I told Bilal about Heather, and I was like, so there's this drummer, he has been an old friend of mine, he's a little grumpy, but you know, we can work it out.
Yeah.
So
artistic stereotype, let's be politically correct.
So I went with Bilal to Heather, we jammed a little, and then we kind of realized, you know, we can work it out.
because we all were of the same age, and this was an issue Hazard had been facing in his previous band as well. So,
and we didn't like when we performed, we didn't even have a band name. Like, people announced us as an electrifying rock band.
Wow, that's really interesting. So, from then, from getting to know each other then. Oh, sorry.
So, then me, Bilal, and Heather called in Ali. So, we were looking for a bassist initially to complete the band. So, Heather called in Ali, and then Ali joined in. Then we played for almost 5 years as an underground band, covering different kinds of bands, especially the hard rock and the heavy metal bands. And then, before rebranding ourselves to Amasha, we got Zahid Qureshi into the role. Mm-hmm. And we also needed another guitarist, and we also needed a lot of fills in a lot of departments. So, you know, he came and he kind of fixed it all, gave it a shape to a lot of the songs and a lot of our movements and campaigns and everything. Mm-hmm. So, the role plays everywhere. So, that is how we built Tamasha, and the number of years we have taken through a lot of stuff has to be, there has to be a lot of reasons. We have been critical in everything that we do. Even if it's a song, even if it's a music video, even if it's a concert, even if it's about the kind of songs we are going to cover, we think a lot and we spend a lot of time, which we think is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it eventually turns out to be good for us. And it's probably one of the biggest reasons why it took us a lot of time to release Paisa Phek as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we met, and a little about the journey we have had so far.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. So from the time you met to now, how have you guys changed? What's your proudest moment individually, like, in this whole process?
I think we've changed because, you know, a lot of interviewers ask us, you know, bands split and vocalists go their own ways and, like, things happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we never had, like, a honeymoon phase.
Mm-hmm.
We started off in a difficult phase, and our entire 7 to 8 years of playing are made up of difficult phases. So we actually learn how to temper ourselves according to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest progress and the biggest part of the band is that whatever the case, we pool in, we pitch in. It's an incredibly democratic process, and we try to execute that. And individually, I think that is learning as well, because restraint and creative control, you know, creatively understanding, expressing, and getting people to, and your own band to listen to you, that is a very big thing. And that is why we function as one unit. And that's the best thing about us. We are one family. We are, one of us is nothing without the other four.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the essence of it.
Okay, cool. I think that's a nice point to end it on. Unfortunately, we're coming up to the hour. We only have 5 minutes left. So the last kind of question I would want to ask is, what, it's a bit dark, but what would your tombstone say? I think that's a good thing to end it on. Yeah. It's a bit dark, it's a bit killing you off, but what would your tombstone, like, what's you as a person?
I'm not starting that. There's no way.
What a question, Jannat. I think you lived up to the expectation.
Okay, cool.
That's a
brilliant
question.
I kind of missed out on that question. So
No. She's saying, what would your tombstone say?
Yeah, I can tell you this. Not right now, but let's answer that.
I am not starting that. Sorry, I'm sorry. I can't start.
Bilal, you have. Bilal,
all right, we literally have 3 minutes. We have 3 minutes.
No. It will be very dark.
We have 3 minutes. Like, just say it.
I don't have any right now.
No idea.
Literally. I'm lost.
Okay, it'll just be a full stop. What's the next? What's your next?
Ali's tombstone would say Safura, born and raised.
Okay.
Okay, well, then
irrelevant, Shadeed.
Okay, Bilal, come on. Be a good sport, man.
I'm thinking, man.
Be a good.
All right, okay, Zahid, your turn. What would your tombstone say?
It would say dead, LOL.
Okay. Anas, what would your tombstone say?
It's not an appropriate word.
It's inappropriate. Just bleep yourself.
It will be like 4 stars.
Okay, I can't cool. Say it. Four stars starts with F. Right?
Yeah,
the F word. Okay, Bilal, what's your tombstone?
What's your tombstone?
I think my tombstone would say Paisa Pek Tamasha.
Hey! Alright, cool. Alright, cool guys. Thank you so much for coming on. We're at the end of the show, unfortunately. Otherwise, I'm sure you guys could have a whole, like, 3 hours just talking, which would be so cool one day. Hopefully we'll get you on, next time you release something or next time you do something. Just keep us updated. Do you want to say goodbye to all of the listeners and all your fans and leave a message for Radio Sangam?
Bye. We love you.
And keep following us, keep supporting us.
We love you. Even if you're not a fan, we love you.
I'd like to say thank you so much to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM for having us on the show. Thank you so much, Jannat, for the heavenly treatment and the darkest morbid question at the end. You lived up to the expectation. I really was looking forward to something very intriguing from you. So thank you so much. And thanks to all the listeners who tuned in today and spent 1 hour listening to us just talk and not sing or do anything else. But thank you so much. It's amazing. We love the experience. It was amazing. Thank you so much, everyone.
Please follow Tamasha. Please follow Tamasha on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, very important that you follow. And
keep
please
listening
do listen to Paisa Fake. Do listen to Paisa Fake and do follow us on Spotify, Deezer, Amazon Music, Apple, anything you can think of. We're there.
Alright, cool.
And keep listening to the radio and pay the artists, buy their music, show some respect.
Yeah, please.
It's all for you. It's all for you guys that we do here.
Alright.
Fund artists.
Alright, cool. Thank you, guys. Okay, listeners, thank you for listening to a full 1 hour of The Breakfast Show. It's been a pleasure having the band on, and you'll probably hear the last 10 seconds of their track. But up next, we have Nasreen with Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gum. So all you have to do, make sure you are following Tamasha on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and wherever they are. Listen to the music, like the video, share the video, make sure you're calling in 01484817705. I've been Jenna. Take care. Have a nice day. Bye.